weekend. Meanwhile, in the city centre, people were enjoying a very different form of entertainment. Indeed, one could have been mistaken for thinking oneself to be anywhere other than Prague, as the streets came alive with Latin music and Brazilian flags. This was, however, neither an attempted takeover from across the Atlantic nor a confused expression of misplaced cultural identity. It was the city's annual carnival, beginning on a Prague square, winding its way through the streets of Smíchov to Prague's artificial beach where the party continued. The festival was an attempt to turn the potentially depressing end of the holiday season into a cause for celebration, and it certainly seemed to have the right effect. Joshua Singer has more.
For one afternoon, revelers had the chance to experience Prague in a way rarely possible. But it wasn't just hedonists who enjoyed the procession. People were there from all kinds of backgrounds. Elderly women watched from the ground floor windows with what appeared to be expressions of indulgent levity. Other participants were mere toddlers. Even the police, who had the relatively easy job of keeping order, seemed to be enjoying themselves. But why hold a festival with a Brazilian theme in the centre of Europe? Vendela Čihoková is one of the organisers of the annual event.
This is the third year of a festival. The topic of this festival this year is water. Yeah, and everyone's loads like some waterman or something like that. Yeah. And it's really funny. It's for people who are in Czech Republic, in Prague, and they want to come here to have fun and want dancing. And it's mojito here, Bacardi, and everyone can drink and dancing. And it's really funny. And it's the end of holiday in Czech Republic, so people are coming back from their weekend house and they want to have fun here in Prague too, yeah. So this is absolutely untypical in Prague, yeah, in normal life. This is Prague is living and no one going to work. Everyone is dancing and drinking and have fun.
So what did the parade involve? At the head, a large orange van-mounted swan led the way, accompanied by Latin music. This was followed by several floats of dancers and groups of stilt walkers. The centrepiece, apart from the scantily clad dancers, of course, was a group of players from Prague School of Samba Tam Tam Batakuda. At the carnival, the orchestra consisted of around 30 players and the sound was impressive. The parade seemed to go off without a hitch, almost as if it were spontaneous. It was, however, the result of much cooperation and planning. Vendela Čihoková again.
There are many dancing groups and it's really great. We've got here salsa online, samba online, and we are cooperating with Centrum Tance, Center of Dance in Czech Republic. And it's so many people who cooperate on this parade.
That report by Joshua coming your way on Radio Prague.